And we're back. Welcome back to the premiere podcast of the century. I mean, can you believe it? We got a new sponsor.
What a week. I mean,
it's wild. We've got some heavy hitters this week. The podcast is brought to you by Eggs and Cheese.
Oh, really?
I know,
oh,
right?
My God.
Like,
they've seen what you can do with eggs and cheese, and they're like, you know what? We need to back this guy.
Yeah.
Because he throws some magic into a tortilla.
I mean, babe, do you know how huge eggs and cheese is? I mean, it's the basics. It's like, we don't even, it's not even a brand name. It's just all of eggs and cheese.
Are you saying we're sponsored by Basic stuff?
I don't know what that means. What do you mean?
I didn't finish that thought. Can we say curse words on here?
You just did that thing where you start talking and then you're like, I don't know, it should fill in.
Yeah. Also, sorry for my cackling. I am becoming acutely aware of my voice going high and low based off of how close I am to the microphone. So
going high and low as far as like how loud?
Like, yeah, I just know like when I start laughing, it's just hard to listen to because it gets really loud.
Oh, I see. When you listen back. Mm-hmm. Ah, fuck that. They don't matter. Okay. We're doing this for us.
That's true.
Yeah.
It really is for me. I mean, yeah.
You know, yeah, it's an us thing.
We established this on this first episode.
We are getting good at not making the noises. When I first was recording, I was doing the every time I would say something. Anyways, or swallowing into it, and it blows me away. So I want to start right up top by complaining about things.
We never do that.
So one of my, a comedian that I like, Tom Papa, I all of a sudden can't stand him. He now is repeating everything in a joke. So like this, they did. And it's, you're just eating, it's just faking it. It's like, you're not even doing the work. Like you have to tell the joke and don't constantly repeat everything, but that's fine. Okay. He's a professional and he's famous and rich from doing comedy. So he's obviously doing something right. But also, he was on a podcast the other day, and he was eating during the fucking podcast. Mm. Mm-hmm. Like, what? If I can hear a banana in your mouth, I want to punch a baby.
I mean, if Fancy Chef was there, and he was eating Fancy Chef's food, that would be different. But there was no Fancy Chef, from what I understand. I have not heard the podcast, but... Also, I don't know how this guy is famous. I haven't seen his other comedy since before this special, and it was so not funny and so annoying, the repeating. So much so that every time I repeat myself, I drive myself crazy, like crazy.
Crazy, crazy.
Crazy. Driving myself.
I drive myself crazy. I drive myself crazy. All right, well, whew. Got that out of the way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, up top, thanks to our sponsors, eggs and cheese, maybe milk next. You just never know.
Milk? I don't know. I mean, they don't make much of an appearance. Maybe that's why they would want a sponsor.
It's brought to you by Skim Milk already. All of this is sorry, temporary.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Sponsors, I never forgot. We love you and appreciate you, and we believe in you.
Yeah. I guess I should have clarified maybe whole milk next or like heavy cream.
There we go.
Yeah, brought to you by heavy cream.
I mean, like if Half and Half wants to sponsor us, I mean, look out.
We'll let them.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Well, we have a very special episode planned. This is our first of what will be many Bomb With Me episodes in which we watch... Do we even call it a performance? It's not really. I do a little bit of stand-up comedy. Thank you very much. And what that means is I do open mics, and I get 3 minutes or more if I bring people, but I refuse to bring people because I'm afraid to do more than 3 minutes.
Yeah, but we force ourselves into the audience.
Oh, my friends. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
When we can.
My people. Yeah. So anyway, we have one queued up from this week. I did an open mic on Wednesday night. And just to give a little bit of backstory on this, the last time, my last open mic was on Juneteenth, which I do have a recording of it. It is so bad. I bombed so hard that I kind of needed, I needed a little bit of a win. And in reviewing this, I mean, we'll see if it's really a win or not. Going into it, I feel, as you know, I came off of this one feeling like it was a win. Like I was like, okay, I feel good. I got some laughs. Philip, my little brother, was there. He said that it was good. It was one of the top three of the evening, which isn't saying much because it's an open mic. But I felt like there wasn't a ton of laughter. He said it was just a good set. So without further ado, is that how you say that?
Without further ado,
yeah. I said or do. Without further ado's, all right, if we can just turn your attention to the screen behind you. And but also, five, four, wait, go ahead.
Yep, I was also
you're
say,
in control.
I calm down.
Almost started.
I also haven't seen it, so I just want to say how excited I am too.
Yeah.
This is my first time.
Yeah, so yeah. So there we go. First time, and now we will turn your attention to the screen behind you. And let's see how we did.
Well, let's keep it going for Raymond Stone.
All right. I like to do my Spanish, but with a gringo accent. So, like, podemos hacer a todo en español si quieres. Me gusta mucho hablando en español por toda la noche. Right up the top, I want to say shout out to all the teachers. That guy, the first guy, he said he was a second grade sub. And I was like, no way. I could do second grade dom, maybe. Yeah, that's rough. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I do love the holiday. It's a little weird one, though. One in which we all collectively agree to laud overindulgence and stealing other people's land. Ooh, shout out Native Americans. Fuck! How do we get away with it? But I do love this time of year. I especially love thinking about new couples this time of year during the holidays. You guys a new couple? New couple? Good. Oh, this is so great. Due to the amount of food and drink you're going to ingest in the next coming weeks, at some point, you're just going to be two people holding a fart. It's my favorite. You're just laying there, stomach is like, grr, 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 and you're like, wasn't me. Oh, must have been the cat or something. Neither of you will relax to go to sleep because you just don't want to let it go. You just can't get known. Listen, if she walks away from you at a party that you're at or like at the bar, don't follow her. She doesn't want you to know what is going on over there. It's like, it's not good. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm actually, I'm kind of celebrating, so I just passed my 1 year anniversary with my girl. Thank you very much, thank you very much. I don't really know quite exactly what the date is, but I do insist on celebrating the first time I got to enter her. I like to cheers her dad. I'm like, he doesn't know, but I do. No, but we've been together for a year now, and she moved in with me about 6 months ago, which I realize is a fast timeline, but she kind of still wants to have kids. She's 39, I'm 44, and so the time limit is closing. But mainly, I wanted her to move in because like I'm just stringing her along. I have no intention of having kids, but she's an 8, and I want to have a lot of sex with her. Wait, she's here. She's a 10, and I want to have as much sex with her as possible before she gets away from me, because they all get away. No, but I... She moved in like about 6 months ago, and I figure, you know, it's about time I give her a nickname. She's not getting keys, I'll tell you that. So I call her my little meerkat. My little meerkat. Ah, so cute. And she thinks it's handy because she thinks it's because it sounds cute, they're cute, and they shiver a lot, and she's cold all the time. But I know it's because that's the form her body takes when the bill arrives at the restaurant. Just no arms. I can't reach it. All right, well, that's my time. I'm Ray.
And see. There you go. Okay. Whoo, not...
That was a good one.
It was good?
That was a good one. Okay. That was one of the better ones, yeah.
See, yeah, there. It's funny because watching it, like, obviously there are parts where... I mean, inside of 3 minutes, it's hard to get everything that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets what they wanted.
Everyone gets what they wanted. So, can I say?
Yeah, take it over. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, I think get in front of the mic here. I think the beginning was excellent, had a really good flow. You did the callback, so I don't think you told the podcast people that before they were... speaking some, there was like some audience member speaking in Spanish, and what was that?
In right before I went up, the host had asked anybody if they speak Spanish. I can't remember why he brought it up, but yeah. There were a couple people in the audience that kind of shouted out a little bit of Spanish lingo. Mm-hmm. And Philip was trying to point at me. But I was like, shut up, because I'm like, I think I, you know, they set me up.
Because like Ray, he is fluent in Spanish and speaks like a native and is.
But it's way more really fun to
good
do it.
At speaking Spanish. So yeah, so that's why it was really funny that you started out, you know, hablando en español.
Hablando.
Yeah.
Por todo el norte.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was clearly cracking up because, you know.
Because it's silly.
It's silly and you weren't. Yeah, it was good timing. And then the Dom. I think that one had really good setup, but I don't think it hit as hard as it should have to the audience.
In my, as I was sitting there thinking about it, because so earlier in the night, as I said, a teacher came up and he was talking about how he was a second grade sub. Mm-hmm. And I just kept thinking, oh my God, please. He said it in such a way that I don't know how everyone else didn't hear what I heard. Mm-hmm. So in my head, the joke went a little bit, you know, a little bit more emphasis on substitute and get you thinking about second grade sub.
Well, when you had told me about the joke that you told, mm-hmm. you told it to me differently than how you said it on stage.
Yeah.
You said it more of like, oh, he's a second grade sub. I don't know how he could do that. I mean, I'm more of a Dom myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's funny. Yeah. That hit hard. Yeah. So.
No, that's what I wanted it to do, obviously. Mm-hmm. But when you get, it's such a weird thing going from sitting and thinking about how you want this to go. But then when it actually comes time to translate that to being on stage, it is so different. I mean, it's just like, you know, your brain kind of does a little shutdown on you. It'll be like, yeah, we're not going to do what you want. We're not going to perform this the way that you think you hear it in your head. We're going to fuck this all up for you and make you stumble over your words. But it's fun. So the game is, this is the Bomb With Me segment of our show, which hopefully will be a recurring theme. Not hopefully, it will be a recurring theme. I have some backlogged stuff, but that was current, so that was from this week. And we'll start showing some of the old stuff. It's tough for me to get up. I love doing it there because they professionally record it, which is rare. Most places, you know, it's just not like that. And it's at an actual show, at an actual comedy club venue, sold out almost every time, which is, I mean, I'm kind of like getting... I'm getting to bypass a lot of the stuff that professional comedians have to go through. But at the same time, I'm not, so far I haven't like told the same joke twice. The two people holding a fart, that's the first time I tried the same joke that I have tried before in a set. And I've been doing it for, has it been 2 years now? Oh no, it has been.
It has been 2 years. Yeah. Because when I saw you perform, that was the first time I saw you perform was like your 1 year.
Yeah.
That was right around my dad's birthday.
Yeah, that was right when we were first entering.
Thank God he did not bomb then. I was so nervous because we were less than a month in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were, or maybe it was about a month. It was very fresh. It was, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good set too. I had a little cheat code Baked In. That was the one with the where I interact with an audience member a little bit more, and that worked really, really well. But mm-hmm. let's not spoil that one. We'll get into that some other time. Yeah. But so anyway, this is the Bomb With Me section, segment of the program, is essentially following me as I try and fail or try and partially succeed at doing stand-up comedy, because I do want to do it on a more professional level. But obviously, mm-hmm. I mean, what you see there is 2 years. I've only actually gone up a handful of times, like less than 20 times. I think I'm at like 15 or less at this point, which is not enough comedy in the world.
You can't say you've been going at it for 2 years. No. Because even if you were going like once a month, it's still not.
Yeah, it's embarrassingly low, the amount of times I've actually done it. But I do feel comfortable doing it, even for, mm-hmm. you know, having that so few experiences on the stage. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty happy with that set. I think it was okay.
I wanted to tell you, I think this came up yesterday at the pub. So I waitress part-time at the Irish pub down the road here. And I was like really having a good time with one of my tables. They live over by Harmony Hollow, actually, down the street. And I can't remember how it came. They brought it up. Oh, because they were fighting over the bill. It was like the parents and like the son and his girlfriend, wife, lady. Mm-hmm. And they were like fighting over the bill. So they were like making fun of like when someone doesn't pay when it's their turn. And he called it T-Rex arms.
Yeah, well, that's
maybe that's more common. But I thought that I was like, oh, that's funny. That's your joke this week.
T-Rex arms is very much a common joke about, you know, when the bill comes and all of a sudden you don't have any arms.
But it's funny watching like the dynamics of different people and how they approach that. Like you can always pick out the ones who pretend like they're going to pay, but they have no intention.
Yeah.
It's like they like take their wallet out very slow and they look at the bill, look at the other person. Like, you know, the whole time, like check just everybody. A show. Everybody knows.
Check everybody
You're
else.
Not fooling anyone.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
Or like they pretend like they don't know how the card reader works.
He'll never do that again. My dad, he likes to invite us out to dinner and then not take out his wallet when the check comes, and it's awkward.
Rich, if you're listening to this, like, you deserve every minute of this right here.
Because I called Ray. I was like, Ray, Richie wants to take us out to dinner. Do you want to come? He's like, yeah, sure. And then the check comes and like Ray's left pulling the bill. And I'm like, no, I can't. No.
Yeah. So then you paid instead, all wrong.
This is after a night of being shunned by, I don't know, is that the right word, by the restaurant owner?
Yeah, you were pretty well shut down by her.
Yeah, she did not care for me.
Shout out little Asian ladies that used to be cute and now are old.
So that table I was just talking about with the T-Rex arms, like we were chatting for a long time, and that restaurant came up, the Thai restaurant, Aziz, and I was like, oh yeah, that owner, she's pretty catty. And they're like, oh yeah, she is. Like everybody in town knows it.
She's like, you want what I got?
Yeah.
So she's you enter her house, you're in her house, bitch.
I told them briefly kind of like what happened. I was like, I don't know what I did wrong, but she was really ignoring me and us like all night. And the wife, she goes, oh, it's probably because you're pretty. And I was like, oh, that's what Ray said.
I mean, you also were a little bit saucy, like...
Only after I was sitting for 20 minutes without being brought a freaking glass of water.
10.
How? You called me an 8 on the... Am I really just an 8? I think we should break this down.
What do you mean?
You called me an 8 in your set.
Look, I didn't expect this to happen.
To listen to it?
What?
On the podcast?
No, I didn't expect that we were going to now break down why that's funny. I call you an 8 so that I can call you a 10.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, you get that it's a joke, right?
I think he's very serious.
Okay. Well, Like our relationship, this podcast is getting cut short today. That's it. That's a wrap. JK, OMG. Couple of things. I want to, still talking about comedy, let's talk about the comedy zeitgeist. The underlying current. Okay, this is about to get heady. I feel like we are little remote interpreters of information. Like, we are tuned, like a little tuning fork, and then we pick up information. But I think that information and ideas are their own thing, and we just process them. But, like, picture, like, they are the higher power, and then we are able to tune in or tune out. And I think that might be true. It's just a guess. I try not to adhere like 100% to a system of beliefs, because beliefs are hard to prove, especially with something like ethereal like this. But as I've been doing comedy, I notice an underlying current. Now, maybe it's actually just as simple as comedians are all kind of looking at the same stuff. And so funny, obvious is like, funny is going to become obvious. Like, there will be themes. But this week's comedy zeitgeist collective theme for me was Jay Leno. So one of the jokes that I was writing or maybe going to perform on Wednesday was a joke about how Jay Leno is essentially becoming Wile E. Coyote at this point because of the types of injuries that he's getting. He, if you haven't been paying attention to Jay Leno, he's in the news again. And but this time he's in the news for falling down a 60-foot hill, which is an insanely long hill. And probably he didn't fall.
Five stories. Right? Yeah. That's a small high rise.
Apparently he didn't fall all the way down the hill, but it's funny to say it like that, especially because a couple of years ago he was clotheslined on his motorcycle and broke his bones in his body and stuff. Then he was lit on fire and like, but he's fine somehow and still at it. Like, he doesn't strap himself to a rocket, but he does own a jet motorcycle, which is essentially strapping yourself to a rocket. And I'm just like, has anybody noticed he is, I mean, what the fuck is going on? He's turning into Wile E. Coyote. And we were listening to the Protect Our Parks with some of our favorite comedians this week, and they start talking about the Jay Leno thing, and it's, these are top comedians, and I am like shaking you. I'm like, wait, I guarantee they're going to say something about Wile E. Coyote. And Gillis says, yeah, he's getting like Wile E. Coyote injuries. And I'm like, okay, is it that the idea is already there, or is it just that if you compile all that information, that's an obvious thing to go to? So of course, a person with a comedian's mind is going to find that obvious thing.
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, you're definitely on a special wavelength when you're thinking in a comedic mindset. So it's like your mind is already working in a way to connect different dots and different facts to make them funny. And that's an art, and that's something that you're plugged into. And with the Wile E. Coyote thing, I mean, that one was so obvious. And like, another example is when we were watching a special the other night. I can't remember the comedian, the night right before Thanksgiving, right after your show, we were watching someone.
Oh, like, you
were
Jeselnik.
Yeah, Jeselnik. Yeah. You were finishing his jokes.
Two of them.
Yeah.
I called out his closer. Mm-hmm. But that, like, could
I watch, you know, a good amount of comedy, and but I don't listen to as many podcasts as you do, and you don't, you constantly are like trying to make a joke out of stuff, and I don't, you know, I don't gravitate towards that. So you're plugged in.
Also, he has such an irreverent style, as he said, gallows humor. So it's like probably the most kind of messed up thing is where he's going to go. So that was like, you know, the condom joke. I mean, it's a good joke, but it was like so obvious what he was going to say. And then the closer, I was just like, oh, this, I see.
But you're plugged in. Like, I mean, after I heard it, it became obvious, just like Wile E. Coyote, but I didn't connect the dots there because I'm not on that. I'm not vibing there.
Yeah. Well, it makes me feel good about me wanting to do comedy because I'm thinking of the same stuff. But now the hard part is just making it funny on stage. Like, it's easy to be funny just back and forth with people, but man, comedy on stage is tough. All right. Yeah. Well, that's enough of the bomb with me, but keep watching for more. If you're just listening, you can find this on YouTube at All of This is Temporary. This will be episode 3. And so check it out on there. Watch the video. Watch me bomb. And hopefully, eventually, everybody will be coming to shows and we'll just be going crazy and I can stop swinging hammers and just start swinging my big jokes around.
Still swinging it, though.
Still swinging stuff around. All right, what do you got this week?
What do I have this week? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, I forgot my new word in the other room. I wrote it down at night, and I actually never looked it up.
Oh, well, that's okay. We'll skip that one.
So we'll do, I have one more ChatGPT joke.
Yeah. Are you going to get further and further away from the mic as you tell it? Well, you look like it's trying to punch you and you're trying to not get punched.
I can't see it. It's like down here.
Oh, well, you could do that. Yeah. Do whatever you've got to do. Just keep that thing in your face.
Okay, so this is really outdated, this information, but when Peanut the Squirrel got executed.
Oh, back to Peanut the Squirrel, right?
Yeah, we didn't do those jokes last time.
We did the first time we talked about Peanut, but go ahead. Fuck. What did you want to say about Peanut now?
Well, this is actually, it was your joke premise that I fed into ChatGPT.
Oh, the ChatGPT jokes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We're going to the ChatGPT segment. I haven't started programming the bot yet. So I need to create a new ChatGPT account with our bomb with me.
Okay.
Email. This isn't that yet, but this is an old one.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. So we know that like they killed Peanut because he bit the guy who captured him. And so they killed him because of that. Allegedly.
He had a gun. Peanut had a gun.
Okay, so here, these are jokes about that. Okay, why? There's 3 of them.
Okay.
Why did they execute Peanut the Squirrel? Because when he bit the guy, he didn't just take revenge. He gave him a lifelong subscription to Netflix. This is an AI joke. I feel like I need to repeat that.
Did you say Netflix?
Netflix.
So that doesn't make sense.
I know.
Okay, moving on. That's no good. Next joke. Good.
Next one. They killed Peanut the Squirrel after he bit the guy who captured him and gave him a peanut allergy. Apparently, Peanut took You Are What You Eat so seriously he turned his captor into a human nut detector.
It's like being at an open mic.
Maybe they're using ChatGPT to write their jokes, the people.
Maybe, because that is kind of like what a lot of the jokes, just a stream of consciousness, just linking words together and hoping that it fits instead of being like, oh, no, this has a beginning, middle, and an end, and maybe a tag.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's the last one. They killed Peanut the Squirrel after he bit the guy who captured him, but the real tragedy, he didn't even give the guy a peanut allergy, just a whole lot of drama. Looks like Peanut's bite was worse than his bark.
Yeah. I mean, we've said it before. ChatGPT is as funny as a dog on a canoe.
Yep. Yeah. So this is an untrained ChatGPT jokes.
Yeah.
Untrained ChatGPT.
Yeah, we have to teach it that we like dark humor. We have to tell it to be filthy, be dirty.
Yeah, I want to train it.
So, oh, you know what we ought to do is have a couple of different AIs tell the jokes, because that's what this started from, watching Musk try to get his Grok to write dark humor. And he says it will, but I think that they were wording it incorrectly. But it would be fun to like give a chance to each of them. Give the same premise and then see which one comes up with a better joke.
Like my ChatGPT and then the
Grok. Yeah.
The Grok. Oh, uh-huh. That version.
Yeah, got have it. Two yeah. different... Two different AIs write jokes about the same premise.
I like that.
But okay, yeah. So still not funny. We're still not worried about ChatGPT taking our jobs because it doesn't understand why Wed Brown and Gwen is funny.
That's right.
I really like Wed.
Of the week. But we have some other topics that we were gonna talk about.
Yeah. What do you got?
Well, we had Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's one event that just happened.
We had Thanksgiving.
A few events this week, actually.
How on earth do you make it to 50-something years old and not know that you can't talk with your mouth full, and in fact, you also can't chew with your mouth open? Why do people do this? I don't understand. If you see, by the way, if you're at a party or at a bar or anywhere and you go up and you start talking to someone and they move their food away from you and like cover their drink, you're the problem. Like these should be obvious social cues that when you see that, you are spitting. And that's not good. I mean, we can all agree. Nobody wants your food from your mouth in their drink or on their plate. It's disgusting.
No. I took a big risk this year.
Mm-hmm.
I sat right across from the person in my family who does that. I didn't realize it till already. And this was already after I felt really uncomfortable because there weren't assigned seats at Thanksgiving. And then there weren't enough chairs for everybody. And
As soon as there were not,
she had to go and look for some. That was after she was like, oh, we don't have enough chairs. And that's where I was like, fuck this. I'm sitting outside. I'm not going to stand here and be awkward.
In the snow. You were going to go eat in the snow.
Because I sat down. She's like, no, you can't sit there. It was her son's wife. Yeah, that apparently was sitting there. I didn't know. I was just trying to find a spot that had two seats next to each other so that, you know, we could sit next to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. If there aren't enough seats at the family function, you probably shouldn't have been invited. What? No.
Huh?
Yeah. Maybe they're trying to say next year, less people.
Maybe, but honestly, at that point, I was like, I think I want us to host Thanksgiving next year.
Fuck no. What?
I know. You're crazy.
Absolutely not.
I've never hosted Thanksgiving.
I do for four people.
Yeah. You know. Well, not with them. I wouldn't invite that whole side of the family.
Yeah. We did Christmas over here last year. I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you were doing it elsewhere.
Yeah, I have to go to my uncle's on Christmas Day.
But now that we're linked.
We're linked, so we got to figure it out. I want to do Christmas Eve dinner. Here.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you if you wanted to do that.
What do you mean if I want to do that? No, it's absolutely not.
Moving along. So Thanksgiving. So we had Thanksgiving at my stepdad's stepsister's house.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad's side of the family. It's family-ish. And then we had dessert, the Orno, your stepdad's.
Shout out to stepdads.
Really holding down the family fort.
Babe, this is fetching podcast material right here.
Are we fetching?
Absolutely fetching.
Sorry, I'll stop talking.
Well, I mean, we can't just, we have to like say words about it. We can't just say, oh yeah, we went to two different parties. This is not, nobody wants to hear that. I want to talk about the bomb cyclone.
The bomb cyclone?
Yeah. with the river of moisture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is going on? Why is the weather attacking us now? Why does the news need to tell us that the weather is going to attack in a bomb cyclone or cyclone bomb, delivering a river of atmospheric moisture to California and Oregon? And it's like, you could just say, hey, there's a big storm, a big Pacific storm is going to hopefully drop some accumulated snow and or rainfall across the northwestern part of the United States. Everything has to be, I mean, what are they going to say next? Ah, it's a rocket ship of, I don't understand why we have to attach such a, it's like they're scaring you with the weather, like as if the news wasn't scary enough just all by itself now.
Well, now that the election is over, they need something new. Like, yeah. It's kind of quiet time with politics because Trump has already chosen his people.
Yeah. No, I do love how...
So we need a new enemy.
I love how quickly we just put the banners down. Like, during the run-up to the election, it's like, everybody's like, rah, rah, my side, your side, your side. And then the election happens, and then everybody's just like, yeah, anyway, okay.
Well, I mean, they're talking about his picks and all of that.
Did you see the women screaming?
No.
You know this. Oh, I wish I had a clip pulled up. I will get one at some point. Anyway, I love the... So have you seen the women screaming getaways? There's like a... it's like...
A getaway.
Come be a woman in the woods where we all scream in the woods.
Oh, like have scream you? Therapy?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that. I don't know if I've heard of laugh therapy.
So they also have scream therapy where and it's mainly for women, at least from what I can tell, where you go into the woods and then you just scream at the top of your lungs and you like, get it all out. Mm-hmm. I saw this post from some chick who clearly likes to do that. And she was like doing her reaction to Donald Trump getting elected. And then she's like, just freaking out. And it's like, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how you affect change and like be the change you want.
I don't have a lot of words for that other than, God, everyone's so brainwashed by the media. Like, it's so clear to me. And then you see these reactions of people losing their shit.
Yeah. Like, what changed?
But then when you ask someone like that, like, okay, well, why are you upset? Like, why, what has he done? They don't have a reason. They don't have anything to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just brainwash.
Yeah. And then you go back to, I mean, it's wild how fast they'll turn on you. Like, everyone on The View, was it The View with Oprah saying Trump should run for president? This is years ago, but now he's just evil.
Now he's the Antichrist.
Yeah, now he's Satan. He's the settler of Satan. Speaking of silly woman behavior, your favorite topic for me to talk about. I saw ILS is invisible lat syndrome, when a guy walks around with his arms out because he goes to the gym, mm-hmm. and he's like, clearly has so many muscles he can't put his arms down, even though you could mm-hmm. just put your arms down because mm-hmm. you don't have to walk like that. I saw a pregnant lady walking like a gunslinger, and she wasn't, it didn't look like she was even that pregnant. Like, you could tell she was pregnant, but maybe like halfway. And she was just walking with her whole side of her body moves with the leg that's stepping. Like, she's like, doo-wee-wee-oo. I don't know why. I don't know why that made me so angry when I saw it, but I'm probably the most judgmental person on earth for being like, pregnant ladies should walk normal.
Maybe you just you're racist against pregnant people and children. And...
joke. That's a, maybe that's just a joke premise that probably will never translate.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna lose every woman in the crowd by condemning how a pregnant woman walks.
Well, like it's, I'm not sure if you're complaining that she's not pregnant enough or she's too pregnant. I don't know.
This bitch ain't pregnant enough to be walking like that. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm judging her for not being pregnant enough. You haven't earned that walk yet.
Yeah, that's how it comes off.
It almost, I guess maybe it, maybe it almost just feels like that my takeaway from, like, it almost feels like they want you to know how that they're pregnant, or they want, like they need to, maybe it's that I'm reacting because I think that they need to tell everyone, but really it's probably just more comfortable to walk like that. Mm-hmm. But you look ridiculous. Walk like an adult.
Have some dignity.
Yeah, you're not a cowboy.
She gets spurs for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about my new driveway defense idea that I was telling you about.
Oh, the closing.
Yeah. Gate. So I was thinking about building a gate at the end of my driveway. We live at the end of a street, and so there's a little turnaround in my driveway, but it's on the property, and I built a couple of posts as you drive in with the letters on it and some lights, so like light posts to show that you're now entering private property, which should be a really solid indicator. But people are retarded, and they don't know, or they don't care. And they just drive on in and use the driveway like their own personal turnaround, which shouldn't bother me, but it does. So I parked one of my trucks out so that you only get access to one. And right when you're driving through the posts, you see a truck in the middle of the yard. And so that has actually really, I mean, I'm blown away by how well that works. Just truck gate out at the end. But the other day I was thinking, oh, this would be fun. I should build a gate at some point, but I hate having a closed gate. So I thought it might be funny to build a gate that's like it's one of these kind of gates, but it stays open, and when you drive across it, it starts to close on you because people creep in. So it would be like, oh shit, oh shit. And then they will reverse immediately instead of driving further in, because now you're going to be trapped. Now you got to come get me to let you out. Like, I want to inconvenience people.
You want to shame them, embarrass them.
I want the Amazon guy to come in, though. You know? Like, he, that truck I like around to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not the garbage truck. You don't do that.
Yeah. Well, they haven't come in since you made that phone call.
Yeah. Well, I have to make
the phone
call.
Ray called the garbage people so that they wouldn't come in the driveway.
I have to call them every couple of months.
When they get a new driver.
Yeah. Or the driver, he just gets lazy and decides, no, I'm just going to turn around in there now.
Mm-hmm.
Basically in their yard.
Yeah.
Such a weird thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. Busy dreaming. I've been crazy busy dreaming. I love... feeling tired all day from dreaming so hard? Huh. What is that?
Yeah, he works so hard.
Shout out dreams. Like, I feel like everyone
maybe we
has
can get
to
get them to sponsor the next one.
Brought to you by Dreaming. I have been tired all week from waking up from this like kind of recurring dreamscape. Okay, we're back. So anyway, dreaming and becoming, how can you wake up from 8 hours of sleep and then just like wake up tired because you've been busy sleeping while you're sleeping? Like, how many calories does it take to dream? We should look this up. Because, yeah. I mean, it's got to be like a thing. Oh, you're looking it up now? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's got to be a thing, right? Like, I mean, there has to be a number. Is it possible to actually get a nice workout when you're sleeping?
You got to do like a carbo load before you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, AI overview. On average, people burn around 50 calories per hour while sleeping, or 320 to 440 calories during an 8-hour sleep period. However, the exact number of calories burned depend on blah, 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 blah.
But that's like the same as
your resting. You're dreaming, though.
That's the same as your resting metabolic. For guys,
most of your calorie burning takes place during REM sleep. So if you want to burn more calories while you're sleeping, you have to extend your REM. Yeah.
Okay, well, you heard it here. Everybody's new favorite diet is just sleeping.
And well, like the cool thing about your dreams is, or this cycle of dreams is that you have a different dream every night. It's very vivid. But it's always in the same location.
Yeah, same or a similar location. Like I've been revisiting this place that I'm apparently building a cool place in my head to go hang out.
Mm-hmm. Is there like any like character development or?
Yeah. No, that's not. I don't think that's how the dreams work. It's more to just a bunch of random ass shit. Then you're like, oh, what just happened? I'm tired. Wake up wanting to go back to sleep. Anyway, all right, well, that pretty much is going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks for joining us for another just amazing episode of Things That You Cannot Live Without. You know, all of this is temporary, brought to you by yours truly, mine truly, and Skim Milk. Okay, we love you. Bye.